Splinters of Jade grapples with mature and sensitive topics, which could be triggering for some listeners. There may be scenes ranging from the use of drugs or alcohol, suicide, enforced marriages, to violence, body horror, gore, and the dehumanization of certain castes, classes, or nations of people. Please see the show notes for episode details. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to Splinters of Jade, the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game actual play podcast. I'm your game master, Chris Garvey.
You know, there's more than just the crane in this room.
Kunigaru is played by Buell Richardson.
If you're not a crane or a scorpion, talk is rather bland.
Kitsuki Akira is played by Steve Lanslow Bartolome.
Not if you ply them with fish and sake. He was quite pleasant.
And Yogo Sojibo is played by Brent Thorson.
This is totally not going to bite me in the ass later.
Now, on with our show. So you retire back to your room, and you have the rest of the day to explore the castle or do as you wish until dinner time. So, what is Kitsuki Akira going to do with his time today?
Probably explore the castle. Probably a bunch of secrets here he doesn't know about yet. So he's poking around, looking at the layout, observing stuff.
All right, we'll come back to that. And what about Yogo Sojibo?
He's going to look for a scorpion dead drop and then place a message, send suspicious activity in the dragonfly. Because despite my orders to report suspicious activity of Emerald Magistrate Shugenja, I think this applies.
All right. So as you're going around for that, you do see a brick in the wall that has some very telltale markings on it that you're familiar with. You're able to slide the brick out, and behind it is a scorpion crest carved into the next part of the wall. And below that is a scroll.
Brendan's curious. Yogo Sojibo knows this is not part of my mission. This is somebody else's mission. I put my scroll in there.
And place the brick back in its place. All right. I mean, the very least, now you know there's another scorpion somewhere.
It's not part of my mission.
No,
it's not part of my mission. Duty above all.
Yes.
This is totally not going to bite me in the ass later.
No, not at all.
Nope. Just give me a dagger in the back. So, Kunigaru is going to pen a missive to go to Kuniyori, and a missive to go to Kunihatsuo.
For our listeners, could you remind us who those two are?
Kuniyori is the daimyo of the Kuni clan, or Kuni family of the Crab clan. Kunihatsuo is the sensei of the purifier school that Kuniguru went to, as well as being his foster father. The missive is saying, have discovered a blacksmith who has created blades imbued with Maho. Blade work is similar to Caillou work, but a little different. Have blades, need request someone to pick them up for further studies. Currently in Dragonflight Lands, we'll be heading back to Emerald Champion's Palace with taxes. And just the way taxes are written, it's...
It's slightly italicized in your own writing.
Yes.
A little heavier writing.
Then we'll fold both up, then go find the where the messengers are.
All right, you get those sent off just without any issue.
Then after that, I'm going to go find see if there's an armorer in the castle.
All right, we'll come back to that. Akira's been nosing about. Go ahead and do a... do a design water roll. You're surveying the design of the castle.
Okay. One success.
All right. You do get a void point because I did not tell you a TN on that.
I figured as much.
So the castle's a pretty basic layout. There, just from your spatial reasoning, you're not seeing any hidden rooms or anything like that. But you did hear something that sounded like stone on stone. And as you round the corner, you see Yogo Sojibo just walking your direction.
Good day to you, Kitsuki-san. Are you enjoying the castle as well?
I am, yes.
I think this is really an awkward pause.
Yes, yeah. This is kind of an awkward pause.
Dragon and scorpion don't mix well in the best of times.
No, not really.
Very well. I will be enjoying the koi pond.
Ah, yes. It is very nice. I shall continue to survey the gardens.
And you separate, going your own ways. Mm-hmm. Are you going to try to investigate more of this area?
Oh, of course.
How would you like to be... Are you checking the walls, the floor? What are you looking at? Because you heard stone on stone.
I heard stone on stone, yes.
So I believe that would be outside near the wall or near the base of the castle.
Right. Start checking the walls.
All right. And in what way are you doing that? Are you going to be analyzing it? Are you going to just kind of do a survey of it? Are you trying to use reasoning?
I'm probably going to analyze.
All right. So, we're going to be doing an air.
Skullduggery?
Skullduggery, yes.
Okay. And I'll spend a void point.
That's a black die, not a white die. For void points.
Yeah, it's a skill or stat.
Ugh. It also allows you to keep an extra one, too.
Yeah. Okay. Three explosions. One normal success.
So how many do you get to keep?
Four. Okay, so the explosions.
You need more dice.
I need one more black, please.
Possibly facing an unmasking, though.
Okay, six successes. Two, three. Five strife. One opportunity.
Okay.
Is there Cloud the Mind in this book yet?
Yes, it's called Beheading.
Yeah, I know. So, can first off,
you're probably not very far away.
I know.
So you could, you know, as an option, try to come up and interrupt him.
I would like to do that. I'm just wondering. I'm gonna say,
Depending on how you want to do it, you could either do it as command, courtesy, or performance.
Command, courtesy. Okay, I'm going to do courtesy. All right. And this will be air because I'm trying to redirect him.
Yes.
Which is not as good as his roll. I will also be spending a void point.
What's your focus? Five?
Yes.
What's your strife at?
Currently at 9. Composure of 8.
So it's not going to be as hard as you'd think. It's going to be a 2.
Okay. So maybe I won't spend a void point because I can keep 2 and I just hope I get it.
Yeah.
I hope I get it. Let's see. Oh, there it stops. So 3 strife, 2 successes, and an opportunity with 2 explosive successes that I kept.
All right, so both of you have an opportunity you're hanging on to. So I'll set up the scene and let you guys role play it out here. He's going to be successful in distracting you at some point in this. As Kitsuki Akira is going along the wall, he sees a bit of mortar just kind of laying as granules of sand almost on the ground at the base of the wall.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the base of the wall. Go up.
I stop him at this point and I kind of look at the some shoddy workmanship I see.
It appears that way, yes.
Or it could be a venomous snake or some sort of venomous creature who made a nest near here, implying that... I think you can get what I'm implying.
I think I can get what you're implying, yes.
And I don't walk away. I kind of just loom over him at this point.
Using the opportunity, I'm going to note the inconsistencies of the marks. Precise memory, I know what the marks look like now. And yeah. Look at the wall. Look back at Sojobo. And say, we really should get a mason to come and fix this.
I think we should inform the castle architect as soon as possible.
Yes, let's inform our host later. As you said, the koi pond looks very nice.
Yes, it does.
All right, finish our unmasking here.
3 strife. I'm still at 5. Wow.
All right, because there is a puzzle that you're not being permitted to investigate on
yet,
at the moment, you are actually going to take a little bit of strife from this. So add 1 more strife to your ever-growing stack.
I can come back later during the night.
You could.
What's in the dead drop would probably be gone by that time, but I don't know what's in the dead drop.
Nope. Getting back to Kuniguru, you have sent the messages and you were looking for...
It's an the armor. Actually, armorer rather than armory.
Armor. Okay. You find a forge, but it's cold. Nobody seems to be working in it at the moment. It's fairly small, and as for the iron that you're seeing...
Like I said, I was looking for an armorer, basically to create armor as opposed to weapons.
Yes.
So there are technically two different things, because the Rokugani don't use metal armor typically.
So you're going around and you can smell the strong odors of a tannery. Kind of the strong ammonia scents and oils and the sickening sweetness of lacquer sap.
I will head that way.
Your eyes start to water as you get up close, and it's just a very offensive odor. There's a reason tanners are low in stat.
And also, they're on the outside.
Yes.
Of the villages or castles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When I get there, I look over people working, try to find whoever's the in charge.
There's only about three people in the tannery area. And the person who seems to be in charge is a shriveled old woman.
I will get her attention.
It takes her a couple minutes to get over to you. What can I do for you, Samurai Sama?
I will bow. Can you tell me where within this castle the actual armorer is? I need to speak with him about some crafting. And I figure he probably sends people here to acquire the leather for his armor. So I was hoping that you might tell me where I could find him.
With a hand that it seems to be as taut and hardened as the leather that's there, she lifts her hand and it's trembling as she points.
The armor is at the base of the tower there.
I look where she's pointing and look back.
On the southern side. If you go now, they should be still at work.
I thank you, good lady. And I will hand her a zenny for her time.
Oh, thank you, Samurai Sama, but...
And then I just... I hand her a zenny, and then I turn around.
Just kind of ignoring the rest of what she's trying to say.
As this person is most likely Heinen, or Heenan.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember how... Okay, is it... Whatever.
I think we're Heenan is...
As this person is most likely a Heenan.
Yep. Which is why I gave her a zenny.
Yeah, not a boo, not a koku, a zenny.
So I will go to where she pointed, tower, then go to the south side of that tower, where all the moss is growing, because moth grows on the south side. Haven't you ever heard that? Want to figure out where you are in a forest? Look where the moss is. Moss grows on the south side of the trees.
Depends on what, if you're on the south or...
That's the joke. So I will go to the south side.
You see a person with a rather large brush just lacquering a piece of armor that, or a piece of leather that could easily fit across a chest.
I'll wait a few moments while they're finishing up what they're doing. Because once they put it aside to dry.
Yeah, and the armor itself is, the lacquer itself is dyed a green color.
Which would be typical for this area.
Yeah. He sets that piece just off to the side and starts grabbing another piece of leather. Slightly smaller, could easily fit underneath the first one.
And as he turns to grab the next piece, he'll probably see blue. And then he looks up. And so I was off to the side, out of his line of sight initially. So I didn't disturb him.
Oh, crab. Samurai. Hmm?
Do you craft all the armor for the castle?
What little is required, yes. Most of what I do is repairs, but this is a fresh set for the Lord's son.
Would you have a problem if I stayed to watch?
If you stay to watch, I'd rather you help.
I can do that. How is he? Is he actually wearing full kimono, or has he got like typical, or weaponsmith would have their top draped around because of
the... He's got lacquer all over his stuff. He's got basically cheap, lightweight clothes that can get messy, and an apron.
So then I'll grab the apron, put it on, and I will then help him and learn off of him some, and start trying to figure out what I need so I can start creating some armor for our, Akatsuki companion.
All right. So the afternoon wanes into the evening, and you've all taken some time to get back to the castle, clean up, and prepare for dinner.
Hello again, a new arc. Well, the second episode of a new arc. So from here on out, we're going to get into what we've intended to be, which is a fantasy horror show. So expect some more disgusting, disturbing descriptions. Now, we have been getting some great iTunes reviews, like this one. Very good! As a fellow content creator, I appreciate not only the game itself, which explores the overlooked components in L5R, the mystical side, but also the production and performance side of things. The voice work is just excellent, and the music and pacing are both major strengths. Great job. That was from over at the Lucky Die podcast. Thank you for the review, and go give them a listen. Splinters of Jade podcast and Around the Table Gamer Pub are hosting a tournament on October 26th at Around the Table in Linwood, Washington. The price of entry is at least one piece of non-perishable food that will be donated to the Linwood Food Bank. There will be standard tournament kit prizes as well as special prize for the top-ranking player overall and the top-ranked player of the clan that donated the most food items. Please message Splinters of Jade, Chris Garvey, or Around the Table if you have any questions. Also, Around the Table is where we record, and I have been neglecting thanking them on a few episodes, so thank you, Nick and Tim. Now let us join our magistrates for the evening meal, or as I like to call it, the courtier's fiercest battlefield.
We fade in, and you guys are seated at a low table. The three of you are on one side, and directly opposite of you are in the white, with white hair and a blue kimono, is Emerald Magistrate Doji Yuri. the Mountain of a Man, Kasuga 10, and the retainer that you've already met, Koshai Rin. Food is brought out to you guys. There's a variety of sashimi, rice with a lot of different toppings that you can add, as well as some small helpings of mountain tuna. There is also plenty of sake and tea for you guys to enjoy.
Take the sake from in front of me, slide it over the sojobo.
No, you pour your own.
I pour my own, slide the rest of the bottle over to sojobo.
And if I have to make a check, I will discreetly slide the mountain tuna over to Kitsuki.
You know, I think you're good without needing to do a roll on this. So what do you guys want? You guys are open to do some discussion here and free role play time.
Because I think this would be... Can we just start with the intrigue? It would be a little bit easier.
Yeah, so...
So I think we... Let's check.
So you basically set your social objectives.
Kunigaru's social objective is going to be very easy. His objective is to find out when both the magistrate and the tortoise emissary passed by the we found the bodies. Basically, how long ago they passed by that area. So how long have they been here at the castle?
Sorry, I'm just reading one of the example goals that I want to do.
Pulling out some tokens so I can keep track of how often somebody talks.
Yeah, and we all need like our point tokens. God.
You mean how long it takes before Kuniguru leaves?
So I'm going to discern Doji Yuri's qualities. That's my goal.
I was thinking of doing the same thing. Yeah. It would not hurt to have both of us do that.
Yes, just completely ignore the elephant in the room. honestly, if you're doing Doji, I'll do Kitsuga.
The thing is, multiple people can do the same intro.
Oh, I know, but I just want... My optimization brain is kind of taking over, and I was debating between the two, and because I'm very curious of why a turtle here, tortoise-san is here so far away from his pond, I should say. Yeah.
And that, and also Doji-san was supposed to be the one collecting the taxes originally.
No. That was one of his Yurikis. And we only know it was Doji. It was Kikita.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. My mistake then.
And I thoroughly believe that was Kurasu's three Yuriki that were supposed to do that. But for some reason, he sent us to do Yoriki's job. Blah, 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 blah. Complain about Karasu. I have not...
All right. So we'll basically be going through cycles. You can act anytime in your cycle, but anytime within the cycle, you don't have to go in a specific order. But everybody has to have a turn. All six of these tokens have to move before you can do anything else. So I will let you know when that cycle goes through. Okay. And I've got one token per person.
The Daimyo's not here. That's odd.
The Daimyo's at the head of the table.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I meant to say that. And the Daimyo is at the head of the table. So we're going to do...
Is his son here? Son is at the other end of the table then?
Yes. And you see him doing sleight of hand tricks.
So there's more targets here.
Yes.
I'm still
he's making his chopsticks disappear between his hands and then, you know, reappear and doing stuff like that, trying to be entertaining.
Who's he trying to entertain? Where's the kids?
Right now it's himself.
Well, at least he's not doing the Joker's disappearing trick.
I know what I needed. I need to write down some names.
So Dojiri's looking directly at Yogo Sojibo. So what brings you to the castle?
We were asked by Emerald Magistrate Isawa Karasu to collect taxes for the Empire.
So you have now found out why we're here. How long have you been here?
Well, I've been here just about a week now.
And what direction did you come from?
You're gonna have to wait. That's your. I'm gonna have you, because you have to roll for different things here to get your victory points to get towards that. Kind of think of what you're how you're trying to do things. Let me know what kind of role you want to do, and it just has to match what our conversation and everything is. So most likely for that, courtesy. And probably void. Just the basic question you asked.
Do I have a target number or?
It's going to be TN2. Bonus successes will get you closer to your goal.
Two advantage.
Really? And how do you find the Dragonfly Lands so far?
Quiet. Very quiet.
Go ahead and same roll. Courtesy Void, TN2.
Courtesy Void. One success.
You must forgive Krabzon. We experience Kuni-san. We experience some very, very disturbing troubles on our way here. And I'm going to be a little steadfast, and I'm going to pull out my civility foremost to basically, it's literally a guard action again for Kuni over here. So as a scheme action, you make a command or courtesy earth check targeting one character to claim protection for an individual of your choice by rights of honor. The TN of the check is equal to the target's vigilance. And I am targeting Doji, which I know it's going to be pretty tough. And I'll be spending a void point on it. What's my TN? It would be his vigilance. But I guess I don't know that. Never mind. I don't think I get to know that. Yeah. Wow. Well, I didn't succeed, and let me see if... Oh, I know what I can do. So I am going to... Because I failed spectacularly. I have only 4 opportunity out of the whole roll. I only rolled opportunity.
You opportunistically fail.
I am going to... Is that 2? All right. So I'm going to reduce Kitsuki and Kuni's strife by 2. And I am going to... recall a piece of information on him that, oh, I remember hearing about him.
He had trained with the Ruby Champion several years after you, but was noted for their calm wit.
So there goes my last void point. Oh no! At least I didn't get any strife on that.
Yep.
By the way, my vigilance is 2 and my focus is 3. So that's usually what the check requires if you don't have it written down.
Kasuga 10 pipes up.
You know, there's more than just the crane in this room.
I think that would be a fire roll against someone.
Just kind of a fire roll in general. Doing a bit of command, even though, you know, not much of a... Explosions.
Yes, just a quick reminder. Where are the turtle from again? Where did I know that?
The tortoise...
Turtle.
Tortoise clan is on the coast near what becomes Yoritomo's Isles, I believe. There are coastal...
I thought it showed it in
here. It should. I don't have that map, but I...
Are they Slow Tide Harbor?
I think so.
Yeah, so they're on the edge. They're right next to Odasan Uchi.
Okay.
The capital. Yeah, they here?
Yeah.
Odasan Uchi, Castle of Centipede.
So who's he targeting and what's...
It's just kind of a command in general saying, hey.
Okay, so then it's the highest vigilance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wouldn't really matter because they get 5 success off those explosions.
Yeah, that I think.
Yeah.
Koshiren goes, you know, we simply... can talk to each other. We don't need to cross-examine. I know, Emerald Magistrates, you like to investigate things, but you know, let's just enjoy our dinner. And that's more targeted towards Kitsuki for investigating. Specifically. So what is your vigilance?
Vigilance of 2.
Vigilance of 2?
Air plus water divided by 2.
Oh, that's right.
Ugh. My vigilance is a 2 as well.
Mine's 2, so never mind. I was thinking of focus.
Well, he got 2.
So. Thinking of focus, yeah.
So it's kind of a, you know, temper down. And new round?
I'll go. Because I would like to respond to Kasuga. Yes, you are correct, Kasuga. In fact, what brings you so far from the Slow Tide Harbor?
I'm simply here as a representative of my clan. There have been some of the other minor clans who have been discussing... an alliance of sorts. I figured it would be best to have a representative in the Dragonfly Lands, which are surrounded by the Great Clans. It would not be fair to them to be cut off.
So, do I make a check for that? I gotta.
You would be doing I'd be doing a culture roll for him because that I'm gonna count that as his turn.
Okay.
And you would be doing a sentiment.
Sentiment.
You're looking for motivation.
Yes, you're right. Okay. So what I'm trying to do is trying to. I'm in an earth ring, so I'm trying to be.
Don't think you're reasoning?
That seems very interesting. Yeah, so sentiment. I'm just going to see what I get here and see what you give me. I'm going to keep that opportunity. And because I failed, I got no successes. And I'm going to increase the TN of Doji's next check by one. Kind of diverting him away from whatever he's going. Because this is a very interesting fact that I have just learned.
Okay, side note, who was the one that said there were more than Crane in this?
That was Kasugi Ten.
Kasugi.
Yeah, the tortoise. Out of curiosity, Koshi Ren, he's a family member of the Dragonfly clan?
Yes, it's a vassal family. He seems to be somebody held in relatively high regard by the champion of the Dragonfly to be at this dinner.
Yeah. Would I expect him to be equal status?
No. He is lower status. He and Kasuga would be on equal terms. And then you guys and Doji would be equal. And then the Damyo and his son are higher than both of you, all of you.
I'm just trying to make sure I get the right honorifics.
Yes.
Yeah. To Kasugi Ten, and yes, you are correct. My sincere apologies. Please, I have not encountered very many tortoise. Could you please tell us about the clan? And I'm trying to do shallow waters, charm him. All right. Do a courtesy.
Yeah. 10-2.
That's a fail, but two opportunity. I'm going to spend those opportunity and learn his lingo.
Well, our clan is good at procuring items and ensuring that they get to those that want them and need them. You know, for me, it's all about finding that one special thing. So you can kind of tell he likes stuff. Mm-hmm. He likes having stuff.
Yes, that is very enlightening. Thank you.
And for player knowledge, you would have already known the tortoise are kind of smugglers and pirates. Right. Legal pirates. They're privateers.
Koshi-san, you are correct that we're here to enjoy a dinner. But, unfortunately, as in most dinners, if you're not a crane or a scorpion, talk is rather bland. So, to find out information, you ask direct questions. Because, unfortunately, I do not have the skills of... And I look over at Doji Yuri and Yogo Sojobo to skirt around what I want to know and make it in such a way that I find the information but not letting them know. You know what? I want information. I ask. And I am doing a reasoning as to why I ask direct questions.
So you are like most of the Crab Clan. A blood instrument.
Reasoning sentiment. So, earth sentiment. Because you're stating your motivations. And this is TN2.
You know what? I'll be taking strife because I want to take strife. Because I'm going to keep all three of those dice. That will be two successes, two strife, and an advantage. You know what? And I think for that advantage, I'm just going to not gain one of those strife.
All right. Unfortunately, you did not, you know, work towards your goal of this.
You're right. I didn't work towards my goal.
But you got your point across. That may be so, but you know, there should still be some civility. We are samurai, after all.
True, which is why I did not ask a blunt question at the end of a tetsubo. Besides, I don't have a tetsubo.
That can be fixed.
You know, all this talk from such large people, it can get quite droll.
Now,
yes. Oh, Kitsuki-san. Have you seen anything interesting? I know the Kitsuki's eye can be quite keen. Not as keen as some, but quite keen in deducing things.
See the result of the roll and determine what I can tell him.
And it's a TN3 because of the increase.
My intrigue should have been piss off the crane. I can do that.
No, he does not succeed. So you can tell him, you know, flat out lies if you want.
It has been a rather mundane journey so far. But we did encounter a Ganji Kozo. Rather pleasant fellow by the name of Gan. That stood out.
A Ganji Kozo. You're interrupted by Kasuga-ten. Those things are nothing but nuisances.
Not if you ply them with fish and sake. He was quite pleasant.
They seem to take all the fish off of our lines as we're sailing.
Yeah, well, they do like their fish raw and wiggling.
Well, that's quite interesting. But that doesn't really tell us about what you may have seen here. Anything interesting in the castle that your eyes may have spied?
Stone, 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 wood, stone, 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 crane, stone, stone, crane.
This time he did get 3.
I am way behind.
Well, considering only the NPCs have had ones so far.
I don't care. I'm a crab.
It's a crab. What do you need me to smash? Crab, smash. You would not like them when they're angry.
Anyway, but what have you seen in the castle? Anything of particular interest?
Not sure. It seems like a standard castle. Rather nice koi pond. Is that not true, Sojobo-san?
Very much. A lovely koi pond. What a lovely castle. Kasuga, what do you think of the grounds? Is it, how does it compare to that of Shallow Tide Harbor's gardens? Yes, I want to trick him into revealing an important member, like the, like, what does the leaders of the minor clans think of the gardens of the Slow Tide Harbor?
All right, so I'm going to have you do water.
This is air, so I'm trying to trick.
Air to trick, yes.
Okay, yes, air, sorry.
Water is charm.
Yes.
Because I'm in air stance right now, yes. Sorry.
Culture or government?
Government. I have government. So I have two successes. I don't know if that's enough.
It's enough.
It's enough. Cool. I'll take the two successes. But I'll also take two strife out of that.
Well, I wouldn't really know what the other minor clans think of it. I've simply, you know, I came here about, well, Loji-san, I came just after you did, correct?
Yes, that sounds about right.
And the other minor clans are meeting on the Isles of Silk and Spice to communicate with each other. I came here to seek the counsel of the Dragonfly and inform them of the meeting.
So, Kasugi-san, did you come directly from Slow Tide Harbor, or did you come by a circuitous route?
Well, until I ran into those Otter Clan fellows on the river, I was sailing up this way. I, instead of following along the river and taking the closest route, I had to travel through the Dragonlands, down Last Glance Castle, before coming to Kyuden Tanbo.
Okay, Chris, what I want to know, would he have come along the pathway where we found the body?
So the information you just got tells you he came from the north. You came, those trails are from the south.
Yeah, that's, hey, I've actually done something.
Yes, if you know the lands, Last Glance Castle is to the north, and...
Do you need me to make a roll to make sure that I know the information?
Yes, you're... What stance are you in?
Earth.
Okay, yeah, recall is good. You are going to do a... Government, to know kind of the lay of the land.
Really? I have a success. I have a success. And two advantages.
You do have, I believe you have a void point in there somewhere to, you know, re-roll. Or...
Actually, I need to spend the void. I would have... I have to spend the void point prior. But if you're letting me do it...
You can re-roll any number with the void point. But then you're stuck with it.
Well, since I have two void points, I'll spend one. Oh, yeah. Way better. Since I get to keep three dice, I will take three successes and a strife. Ah, so you came from the north. I see. That is good to know.
Okay.
He kind of eyes you warily and confused.
Hey, I'm still being blunt and direct.
And how about you, Doji-san? How was your journey here?
Pulls out his fan, starts waving. Rather uneventful.
Go and do a sentiment. What stance are you in?
Air. Okay. Oh. One success. Let's see. And one advantage.
Yes, very uneventful.
Okay, using that advantage, General, if you failed, which I did, determine the easiest way to accomplish the task you were attempting. Easiest ring slash approach.
And you are attempting to find out information, just the qualities on Yuri?
Yes.
So by that, you can basically just need to figure out what their demeanor is at this point. I mean, they're acting pretty stereotypical of a crane. They're acting kind of aloof to you. And very politician-y, avoiding questions. Like a crane would do.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, you now have more the goal of figuring out what is their demeanor. And so, any advantages that would lead you to figuring that out would be your best option. And there is an advantage which will tell you their demeanor. By the way, it's air stance. top of the round.
Okay, so I am going to switch to water stance. I am going to call over one of the peasant servants as my free action, my additional action this turn that does not require a check, asks him to go get the soshu from my room. While on our way, the village of the dry wheat produced a fine bottle of soshu, which I happened to purchase. Would you care to have some, Kasuga, Doji, blah, blah, blah. The Ken
Koshe.
Koshe?
K-O-S-H-E-I. Koshe.
I will. What age is his son right now? Because we've been kind of ignoring them. I'm just waiting for them to talk to us. Because that is the proper way to do things.
The kid's pre-Gembuku.
Okay, so probably.
That's why he's trying to entertain himself.
Yeah.
And Tambo Hisuga is quite old.
Yes, and I will just kind of, as a politely glance at him, and I pretty much am trying to ease Kasuga, because I think I'm getting a little bit too close at this point, or someone in the room. So, water check, targeting Kasuga mostly. Unless there's a higher bid, too. Crap, I'm going to have to switch the void stance soon. That's two successes and two strife. I'm at 9 out of 10 right now.
Oh, boy.
If somebody could send me some support here.
That would sound quite nice.
And did not get what I wanted because I was trying to pull shallow waters as well on him.
But yeah.
And while that's coming, you've found Shouju. Anything else you happen to find?
Yeah, he's got to make a vigilance 2 check. I hate that it's vigilance.
Yeah. And makes it.
Of course
he
did.
He's a crane. Of course he did.
Sadly, we found some victims of, we believe, bandits or some other foul machinations of the road on our way to Kyuden Tanbo.
Oh my, bandits. Well, that is a terrible thing. I take it there were victims.
6 of them.
You didn't see them as you came by, as you were coming from the south?
Oh, no. Definitely not.
And I'm trying to... Busy. That's my hitting mind, trying to... see if he's lying. Would that still be considered a reason?
Yes, this would be a reasoning...
Sorry for jumping in there. No.
It was a good jump in.
Very good jump.
So reason in what? Or earth what?
Ironically, there's the sound of people playing Mahjong outside. It's very interesting. I know yeah. You probably can't pick it up.
We're going to go... I almost want to go with Skullduggery. Because you're seeing if he's lying.
And I'm going to spend my last void... So that will be 3 successes and 3 strife. And damn exploding rolling blank.
It's like rolling an exploding 1 on your an old 5R. It's terrible.
He seems to be telling the truth, as far as you can tell.
Well, it seems you've had quite the lively discussion here. But I think it'd be best if we hold any other discussions till tomorrow, if that would be all right. I'm growing tired and would like to ask Kasuga-san a few more questions. He brought up some very interesting points in his discussion with you guys. Oh, and before I forget, a couple of messages arrived. Kitsuki and Yogo, I will have them brought to you here shortly, but I shall now retire for the night.
Splinters of Jade is a work of fiction and is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games or Asmodee International. The music is used with permission from Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud, Bandcamp, or his website, darrencurtismusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nyx and Amelia. More of her art can be found on Etsy. Recording, editing, and sound design is by Brent Thorson. Story is conceived by Chris Garvey. You can follow us on Twitter at SojPodRPG, that's at SojPodRPG. On Facebook at facebook.com/SojPodRPG and SojPodRPG.com. thepodbean.com. You can message us at sajpod@gmail.com and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/sajpodrpg to get exclusive episodes and extras. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Play, and your podcast player of choice. Thank you for listening, and remember, if you can't jade strike it, grasp it with Earth.